Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks of the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Nathan Castle OP, Director Pastor of the Catholic community. It is Graduation Sunday. The readings are from the 11th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Cycle B.
Studying about them and found that terrific founding story, this heartbreaking story, but it's just so profound. These people that have worked very hard and create all kinds of things, Transcontinental Railroad and this empire of all kinds of things. Late in their life, they still don't have a son. Jane's 4 years old. Sees a child at 40. And it couldn't be more exciting than to have this son on top of all the other things that they'd already been given. He was kind of a hothouse flower. There was no need to spare any expense. And he did have anything that they could imagine would be for his good. He grew up to speak three languages. He was an Egyptologist. They had raised him to the point where they had just gone to Harvard to begin inquiring into his education, like some of you might have done with your son or daughter a few years ago. They wanted the best for their son. They had just explored Harvard. They went over to Europe. They left Europe. And while they're there, darn it, he gets sick. He's sick with typhoid for 3 weeks. And thanks to God, it looks like he's getting over. Worse is behind them. And then it wasn't. He died. Just like that. Their only son, dead at nearly 16. The Stanford story goes that night, when these two broken-hearted parents go to sleep, young dad Leland disturbs his father's sleep, comes to his dad in a dream, and says, "Live for the future." He wakes Jane up and says, "This is what just happened. He told me live for the future." These two broken-hearted parents were then left wondering, what is our future going to be? I think what they probably thought was they had already accomplished just about anything a person could. And now it's time to get this kid launched. And I think they were thinking that the rest of their future was going to be primarily about young Leland and his career and what he might become, and maybe grandkids or all of that. be there with them. It's just the two of them. With this echo in their head, going to live to the future. With their hearts broken wide open, they had to re-envision who they would be and what the purpose of their life would be from now on, since it went so far off course. They decided that what they were really going to be doing in their future was primarily educating the young. What they came up with was, well, what if we adopted the children of California and we educated all of them? That's what they decided to do. It became known in circles in San Francisco and Northern California that the Stanfords were thinking of placing their whole fortune behind this one single mission. And they started studying higher education and where would the most exciting things in the world going on about it. They went all over the world looking to see what looked like the most forward-thinking way to build a university from the bottom up, from the soil. Well, funny thing, they had soil. They owned a farm. They were mostly using it to raise prized horses. Now it was going to come. It was a field. That's what that word means. They already had a field. They were just going to turn it into a different kind of field where people could learn all kinds of fields and go out into the world and treat the whole world like a campus that could teach them. They wanted to instill in people a thirst for knowledge and a sense that there's always more to be learned and you never know who's going to teach you. James, the name comes from John. John means God blesses. God is gracious. I learned today what Leland means. You know what Leland means? I just love this. I found this site called Etymology of First Names. Leland means fallow soil. Then I had to look up fallow. You know what fallow means? It's soil that's been plowed but not yet planted. So Leland means soil that's been plowed but hasn't been planted yet. For those of you who are graduates of Leland Stanford Junior University, and this, if you carry away any of the spirit of it with you, there's now something a part of you that's soil that's plowed but not yet planted. The readings today are agricultural ones. The one from Ezekiel, God, I love this, it's a tree image. We didn't pick these readings just because it's graduation, they're just the ones that turned up for this weekend. I didn't know why Stanford was at this tree. And it got even more peculiar when I went to my first football game. It wasn't a grand redwood. It was this googly-eyed, silly grand tree dancing all over the place. There's this tree image where God takes the tallest tree, like a Lebanon cedar, and then off the top of it takes one little sprig out of the top of a lofty cedar and says, I'm going to plant it on a high and lofty mountain. And there it'll produce, become noble, the birds will live in it, it'll get shade to every creature, and my whole world will thrive because of this little thing that I'll plant. Jesus talks about this field that's been plowed and ready for the soil, and now he's going to scatter seeds. God, it's kind of like that. It's like soil that's been broken open. Sometimes the breaking open is something that you welcome. When you fall in love and somebody shatters your reality and changes everything, and you open yourselves to them in love and allow them to change your life. And then there's other times when life just breaks your heart and breaks you open. And you have a moment like the Stanfords did when nobody wanted this. Now graduates. It's been a great ride having you here. Those of you that I've come to know personally and love, it always is a little bittersweet to say goodbye to you, but you're not supposed to stay here. It's supposed to be a launching pad. It's open out. So come do whatever it is that God puts in your heart to do. But know that you picked this place well, or that you, and that you have a home here in the future, and especially those of us in the Catholic community would love it and on future trips back here. You drop in, as people do throughout the year. It always makes a smile when grads go back and show us babies or to tell us about other grand things that they've been doing. Because this place is really a dream factory. And God's big dream, right? A little part of it, right? Come to me through that spring that's you, that God breaks off and plants in some new place so that it can draw on some other soil. And from that mighty tree at Palo Alto, somewhere else, where you create an environment that nurtures and feeds all those around you. So from all of us who are staying behind here, all of us on the staff, and all those who are very active in the ministries of this place, we love you. We couldn't be happier for you, except that your parents probably are happy to be on. And when we're sat here, we can be for all that you've done. Thank you for sharing it. Parents, thank you for sharing these great lives with us, Lord, and the years that you've invested in their being with us.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano O.P., our pianist, Albert Tommaso, and percussionist, Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano O.P., Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time.